What do you do for yourself? Like, seriously, you probably do so much for so many people every day. But what have you done for you lately? Well, I know something you could do for you. Did you know Botox Cosmetic, onobotulinum toxin A, is a prescription treatment and is FDA approved to temporarily improve the look of moderate to severe forehead lines, frown lines, and crow's feet in adults? The results are subtle. With Botox Cosmetic, you can begin to see results in 24 to 48 hours with full results in 30 days. But ready for this? The treatment only takes about 15 minutes. That's a lunch break, people. So what's holding you back? Ask your doctor about Botox Cosmetic. Effects of Botox Cosmetic may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness may be a sign of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Don't receive Botox Cosmetic if you have a skin infection. Side effects may include allergic reactions, injection site pain, headache, eyebrow and eyelid drooping, and eyelid swelling. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Tell your doctor about medical history, muscle or nerve conditions including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis, or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects. Talk to your doctor or call 877-351-0300. See for yourself at BotoxCosmetic.com. This episode is sponsored by Botox Cosmetic, onobotulinum toxin A. Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Zoe, and you're listening to Climbing in Heels. This show is all about celebrating the most extraordinary superwomen who will be sharing their incredible journeys to the top, all while staying fabulous. Today's a very special episode of the podcast as we're coming to you from Hotel St. Cecilia in Austin, Texas. I'm joined here today by two incredible women entrepreneurs who were hand-selected as last year's recipients of a Botox Cosmetic onobotulinum toxin A grant through their partnership with iFundWomen, where they received mentorship and funding for their businesses. As an entrepreneur myself, I know from experience how impactful capital, coaching, and connections truly are to take your business to the next level. I'm very, very excited to have Tiffany and Krishan. This is very exciting. Okay, so my lovely guests and I were brought together today to talk about the confidence gap that exists in the marketplace for women in business. And I don't know if you all know about this, but this is crazy. But a recent study shows that women-owned businesses generated $2.7 trillion in revenue in 2023, and yet only 2.1% of venture funding went to those companies. Does no one think that's insane? Because I do. Well, those are staggering figures. I'm proud to say that Botox Cosmetic is actively fighting to change that narrative by bringing back this program for a second year, which aims to foster women's entrepreneurial spirits and create a forum for mentorship and community. Okay, so I'm joined today by Krishan and Tiffany, both Botox Cosmetic grant recipients. Yay! And I'm so excited to hear their stories. Okay, so Tiffany, why don't you kick us off and tell us a bit about your background, because I'm very excited to have you.
All right. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you. My name is Tiffany Jones Lewis. I'm the owner of TJL Collection, and I'm sure y'all saw me walking around here. I'm 6'1".
So. Okay, wait. Can I sidebar? I'm so jealous. I'm like, I'm sorry, I want to feel bad for you that your pants were too short, but okay, yes. I don't. But okay, go on, my violin's out.
Yes, so I'm a fashion designer, and when I was in the Navy, I wore a uniform, of course, and when I got out the uniform, I had to wear my big girl clothes, and I did not have a week's worth of business casual wear from my job. So I decided to create a fashion line exclusively for tall women. And so I went from the Navy to being a fashion designer. And women started catching on to me from all over the world. So we service women in 30 countries now.
I mean, casual. I mean, so impressive. So impressive. Okay, tell me.
Krishan. Hello, everyone. My name is Krishan Lampley. I'm the owner, CEO, and negociant for Love Corkscrew. So the wine that you're drinking is mine.
Yeah.
I started 11 years ago, which I can't believe, but I've been in the industry for 25 years. I was the first African-American woman to ever go national with a wine brand out of the entire Midwest. So I am from Chicago, so the Chicagoans around. And right now, we're distributed in over 18 states. We ship to over 40 states here in Texas. We're in HEB. We're in Total Wines and More as well. And over 3 million bottles sold. So around the country, Target, Walmart, Whole Foods, Meijer, just to name a few. And again, I'm super excited to be here. So thanks for having us.
I mean, this is so exciting. I mean, this confidence gap really bums me out. So let's talk about this. Okay. All right, ready? So what was your biggest challenge in your business before receiving the grant? Because, you know, I have different businesses. I do know the pain that we can face when launching any business. It's terrifying. So I'm very curious to know sort of what were some of your biggest challenges?
Well, I'm in retail, so you know there's a beast.
That's a challenge in and of itself.
Yes, and so what I was struggling with in my brand was that the brand was growing faster than I was able to keep inventory in stock. And then by the time that I would get inventory in, the season had passed, you know. So just being able to keep up with the demand and get ahead, that was the hardest part. I always felt like, man, I could serve so many more women if I had more funding to buy more inventory. You know, that was the hardest part for me.
Yeah, I think that's a really common thread in starting, but it's just, it's ultimately funding and I think probably mentorship as well, because it's, you just don't know where to drive to sometimes, you know?
For sure.
What about you, Krishan?
Velocity. Yeah. In my industry, yes, I'm in retail as well, but when you own a wine company, you have to move those bottles off the shelf.
Yep.
And how do you move them? You move them from in-store tastings, which are very expensive. Nielsen Ratings said that 75% of consumers decide what they're going to drink from in-store tastings. So I did not have the funding to really get that marketing push. So in being over 3,000 locations, I got to be seen. When the other wine companies are dead in the center, Love Corkscrew was in the corner collecting dust. So that was always very difficult.
And how did you kind of push through? Like, I guess my question is, like, in your experiences, have you really felt the effects of the confidence gap when you were fundraising for your brands? Like, were you feeling, I know I have seen that and felt it firsthand, for sure.
I mean, for sure. For one, I'm in a niche market.
Yeah.
So the biggest question is always, if the major retail stores aren't doing it, why are you?
Right.
And I knew I could prove it through my sales if I had the money to just do so. You know what I mean? And it was always so hard because I saw my customers, my email list was growing, the emails, the comment, everything. And really, someone having the confidence in me to know that I could drive this car and grow this company, even though major retailers weren't doing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and what about for you?
For me, it was, I had the ratings, right? Wine Enthusiast had given me ratings 89 and higher with Best Buy with distinction.
It's incredible.
So for my wine to get these amazing ratings, but still I had to work 10 times as hard as any other wine company, and I had to nonstop sell myself. You get a little annoyed, a little annoyed. So I continue to push forward. I continue to sell myself. I continually have to do more than everyone else.
Yeah. Are you finding more women in the room when you're going into the rooms to ask for money and support, or just, you know, when you're trying to sell the brand? Are you finding more women? Do you find that you get more opportunities from women or men? And by the way, I love men. I am not in any way putting men down. I love men. So I just mean, you know, I have been in situations where I felt like I was sitting there with like 10 guys at the table, and they were like, so wait, what do you do? Like, wait, what? And it was, there was a lot of questions, and everything came down to like, I would walk out and be like, you don't think I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I got that feeling a lot when I was coming up.
I still feel that way. You know, I still feel that way, and it's still very few women VCs and very few women, you know, who you can get funding from.
Sure.
So you kind of end up in a room with men.
Yeah.
And then deciphering through if they can actually understand what you do, like, to your point. Mm-hmm. So I'm still struggling through that right now.
Well, because you're saying I'm making pants for tall women, and they're looking at you like, why? Just roll them up or just wear flats or nope. I hear you. I see you, and it's brilliant. And what changed about your business once you got the grant from Botox Cosmetic? Because that's a really big deal.
Grant helped me build velocity. Yeah. You know, it. I cannot stress how much. Within my industry, I'll break down a really quick number. There are only 60 out of 111,000 in the world that are African American women négociants, vineyard owners, or winery owners. 60.
That's wild.
And a lot of people say, oh, I know a lot of women and I know a lot of African-American people in the wine industry. No, you do not. There is 60.
No, you do not.
There is 60. So to be able to utilize an amazing grant like this and an opportunity like this to build that velocity, to be seen, I have an amazing social media following. However, I need to get more liquid to lips. Mm-hmm. And this grant has helped me do that.
Amazing.
So very excited.
It's so incredible. I mean, I feel like this grant is, it's to your point, it's exactly what you need, because you do start to, I think at some point, feel like, why is my brand collecting dust? I know mine is as good, if not better than that person, but they had more support. I think it's incredibly frustrating. And what about you? How did the grant change, Tiffany?
I tell anybody, the grant changed my life, and mainly because it helped me buy more inventory to get ahead, and now I'm able to double and triple, you know, the amount of things that I buy. Mm-hmm. Now I've already purchased, like, next spring, and that keeps the, you know, velocity going, mm-hmm. for lack of better words. And then what I've also been able to do was create pop-up shops. So now we're on foot to doing pop-up shops, letting people try the clothes on, and being able to be out there and prove my point that there are more of us than you think,
You
know, out there that are tall. And I always ask people, like, there's petite, there's plus size, mm-hmm. there's men that are tall. Why do we get, that's not inclusive.
It's true.
You know, and when you want to talk about things like that, we're not included. We're not included in fashion. We're not even included in the census most of the time. So there's so much data out there that we're just skipped over. And I'm proving that point every day, and this grant helps me to continue doing that.
Do you know what I'm going to call out? I think they're jealous.
Probably
so. They just want naturally tall people to feel a little bit of pain. They're like, no, it's okay. Your pants will be short. See, like me, yeah. I'm wearing stilts. And I'm like, okay, I still don't feel bad. No, I'm just kidding. It's so necessary. And there should absolutely be pants for tall women. I mean, 1,000%. Okay. So I talk about mentorship a lot. I believe that mentorship, at least in my life, has been equally, if not sometimes more important than actual money sometimes. Because you can have money, and I have seen hundreds of businesses have all this money and all this funding, but absolutely no guidance and no mentorship and no one on that board who cared, just someone who wrote a check.
Yeah.
And I feel that the value of a great mentor or a great advocate for what you're doing is monumentally just important in every possible way. So how do you feel about that? Like, have you had great experience with mentoring, and how valuable do you think that is?
I have not, because there was no mentors for
right.
me. However, this grant allowed access to people that I would have never met,
right.
being able to talk to people within the venture capitalist world, people in the joint venture world, collaborations. I wouldn't have been able to meet Tiffany, which we didn't know we were sorority sisters. We've done a collaboration.
Actually?
Yes.
I love
we
that.
We actually did an amazing collaboration where I came here to Texas and I did a wine tasting for one of her just unbelievable events that she had. So the mentorship can come in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not necessarily someone saying, I'm in the wine industry. This is how I succeeded. So you can follow my plan.
Women are making incredible strides in the business world, but unfortunately, the confidence gap can get in the way. Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum toxin A, is partnering with iFundWomen to close it. So what is the confidence gap? Well, 50% of women have experienced a lack of confidence in the workplace. Botox Cosmetic and iFundWomen understand that if we believe in and empower women, they can gain the confidence to believe in themselves in the workplace. That's why we're giving 20 grants of $25,000 each to women entrepreneurs, as well as offering mentorship and coaching to women in business. I personally have always struggled with confidence issues. I think people perceive me as being very confident, but I would say any element of confidence did not come until much later in life and much later in my career. I think when you've seen enough and lived through enough and worked enough at your craft and your job, you start to just gain that confidence because you're like, okay, wait, I got this. I know this. I got this. But it's funny because, you know, like I said, I think people describe me as confident, and yet I don't think I'd ever describe myself as confident. Throughout my career journey, I've definitely struggled with the confidence gap as I grew my platform and built my empire. I mean, it's honestly not easy. Confidence is something I think we try to work on every single day, whether we're doing it subconsciously or consciously. Am I confident? I mean, sure, I'm confident about certain aspects of my life, but I also have tremendous insecurity at times, like all of us. And, you know, after all, I think, isn't that what the confidence gap is? But I think while sometimes I struggle with the confidence gap, I do champion women and help them navigate through the confidence gap coming out on the other side. Because the truth is, I think part of my own insecurities has helped me build my multiple businesses because they all share in the same mission to help build confidence in women and empower women. And it just makes me happy. That's my purpose. Botox Cosmetic and iFundWomen are committed to helping women realize their full potential as business owners. Apply for a grant to realize yours. Learn how at BotoxCosmetic.com/realimpact. Talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com. Yeah. That doesn't work either.
Doesn't work.
No, there's
doesn't
no one size fits all.
Not at all.
No.
So I think it was a mixture again of collaboration and having access that this grant allowed me to have that I wouldn't have had before.
Yeah, and I think that's my point is sort of this grant is not just money, it's bringing a community, and Botox Cosmetic brought this grant, and they were like, okay, we're not just writing a check. We're actually going to nurture and mentor and bring a community and network that you otherwise wouldn't have met. Because I think that's the hardest part sometimes.
I feel like for the first time I'm you know, just a black girl from Memphis, my family from Mississippi. It was no business owners. People barely got education. So I hold 2 masters and I'm a veteran. So I was the first
Woo!
One. Thank you.
Tiffany, so
I'm
more
the
than
first
I have.
One to leave home. So, but I'm not the leader, right? And being able to have support for people to take me a little bit further and see me in what I'm trying to do, you know, the little girl inside of me is happy to be here.
Get a mosh. I love this for both of you. Honestly, it's brilliant. And I love your ideas and I love all of it. And I think sometimes we always still kind of feel like the little girl because you always still want people to like you and buy your things. Like, come pick me. Come taste my wine. Come try my clothes. Yeah. Like, over here. It just takes you back, I think, always to when you were little where you're just like, pick me. Okay, so This is a hard question, I think, and I'm someone that doesn't necessarily think this way, but I do like to ask the question, where do you see your business going in the next, like, 5 years, 10 years? Or do you just live in the day and you're like, I don't know what's past the next 4 months?
So I have owned Love Corkscrew 11 years now.
Unbelievable.
So 11 years, I'll be 50 years old September 30th.
That's my husband's birthday. You're a Libra.
He's amazing.
I love Libras.
Yes, as you should. So
I do. You guys are good people.
Being 50, I do not want to still have my company at 65. Mm-hmm. I want to enjoy my retirement. Mm-hmm. I just got engaged. So, yes.
I have no hands to snap.
Right. So I'm literally going to be married for the first time at 50 years old.
I think that's freaking beautiful.
So my point is I want to enjoy the rest of my life.
Yes.
And that does not come into this day-to-day grind.
Yeah.
So I'm building the company to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So in 5 years, I give myself max, Love Corkscrew will be sold.
Beautiful.
Done. I'm going to retire.
I love it.
I have another company called The Lampley, which is my last name, which is Home Goods. And I want to enjoy that. Travel the world, source wines from South Africa, from Chenin Blancs to Chiantis, and just really
enjoy myself.
I want to enjoy myself.
Aren't I drinking wine right now, by the way? God, I've had a day. Don't I deserve? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, you do. Love Corkscrew is at the bar.
Going right after this. Okay, Tiffany, what about you? And I love that plan, by the way. And I envy that because I never really had that plan. So that's a good one, though. I would like to sit on a beach in the south of France, retired with kids and grandchildren, and just make jewelry. And then my little son told me he's going to buy me a castle there so that I can do it. My little prince. Okay, so Tiffany, 10 years from now.
In 10 years... So I'm on the other end. I just had kids, and so my twins are 2, my daughter's 4, and
you are busy.
It was COVID. That's what happened. And
do you know, in COVID, I kept looking at my husband like, I just wish twins would arrive at our doorstep, twin girls, and then we're done. 4.
Oh okay, my goodness!
God, lucky you.
So I have 3 younger children, and my daughter's going to be tall. She's, you know, projecting. My sons are already almost taller than her, and they're 2 years younger than her. So I'm going to have some giants. But what I want for them is that they don't struggle the way I did, that my daughter doesn't struggle the way I did, having to wear men's clothes and boys' clothes just to get by. I want better for her. And so I'm hoping that in the next 10 years, major retailers will wake up and at least allow us the space. I love being direct to consumer, but I just believe I should be able to run to a store if I need something today and get it. And I want
everyone
to provide
should.
That.
Yes, agreed. Mm-hmm. I think that's perfect and beautiful, and I feel like it's all going to happen.
Yeah.
I do. I'm pretty confident in this. Okay, so lastly, what advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still? Because I feel like as an entrepreneur, you're always trying to survive in some way. Like there's, I always like to say the highs are the high and the highest and the lows are the lowest. You know, it can be scary and incredible all in the same hour.
Yeah.
Right?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur. You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. Mm-hmm. And I give the example of you like baking pound cake, but it tastes like a brick. Or you enjoy singing, but you're tone deaf. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you're not passionate about it.
Yeah, but my husband.
But your passion follows you.
Right.
What do I mean by that? Your friends, your family, people around you. If you ask them what you're great at, they'll tell you.
That's fair.
You don't even know.
That's true.
So that may be the perfect business. Mm-hmm. because it just comes easy. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
I 1,000% agree with every word of that. Well said, my friend. Tiffany.
I think for me, I always tell people, don't be afraid to pivot. Sometimes it's just you're knocking on the wrong door. It doesn't mean that you have to stop. You just need to pivot. And I say that because I remember when I joined the military, my whole family was like, don't do that.
Right.
But I'm so glad I did. And then that opened me up to another world. And then when it was time to get out, they were all like, civilian life is, you're going to go do a business. You have security and benefits. I was like, I still feel like I got to go, though, you know? And I'm so glad I did. And so pivoting, it's okay. It's okay to make a change. I think now I've opened myself up to, if it doesn't work, that's okay, but I got to go try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, really scary, right? I mean, it's very scary. It's all fun, exciting, and scary. And to your point, your passion, I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I was going to be a child psychiatrist, which maybe I am now throughout my whole life. But I ended up being a stylist because I didn't realize what I was doing. But since the age of 7 or 8 years old, I was laying out clothes for people. I didn't like what they were wearing, so I changed everything.
Yeah.
I would, guys, girls, I hated sports clothes, so I would like put things out from Monday to Friday, label them. I didn't know that was styling.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could make a job out of that. But I think at the end of the day, I scream at every mountaintop possible, you have to follow your passion, because then it won't feel like work, and on those brutal days, it won't matter because you still love it, you know? And my dad always says, if you love your job 98% of the time, you are winning big. Mm. But because the other 2%, just remember that's why they call it work. Yeah. I want to thank you so much for being on Climbing Heels with me today. This was so much fun. Your stories are so inspiring. I adore you both. I can't wait to drink your wine. I can't wear your pants. Tiffany, I love you. I still want to feel bad for you, but like, you're beautiful and you're tall, and I'm happy that you have pants. That I got literally almost killed by a leaf. but I do. I really love what you're doing. I mean it. All kidding aside, I think it's beautiful and necessary, and there should be clothes for every single person of every size.
Can I just say that being in fashion, I can't tell. It's an honor to talk to you. Oh, now you got me about to cry. I've watched you for a really long time, and now I feel like I can go out the way. So thank you for everything you've done. I don't know every challenge you've had, but I just want to say thank you because you're a woman, and I know it's hard.
Well, that just... And I do believe that, you know, as women, we have a lot of superpowers, right? It just takes us a beat to find it sometimes, you know? It's funny because one of the things I always say about women, you know, you hear, especially in business, and I've heard it from a lot of dudes in a room that didn't know I was paying attention, and they're like, oh, I don't know. I mean, she's going to be so emotional about it. And you know what I say every time to that? Thank God. Like, thank God, because if we were running the frickin' world, it would be a lot better, because we do bring emotion to everything, and we are human. We're all human beings, and there is pain, and there is hardship, and there is challenge, and there are all these things, and without emotion, what the hell? Like, I don't understand. Like, I think that's part of our magic, right? And I think emotion is a beautiful thing, no matter what it is, and we have to be okay to feel what we feel, right? While we're climbing in our heels. Are you wearing heels, Tiffany? Yeah, she is. That's my girl. Are you? Not a little.
I'm old.
Not old. Stop it. Okay. All right, you guys. Thank you so much to Tiffany and Krishan for being on Climbing in Heels with me today. Your stories are so incredibly important and incredibly inspiring. And I really want to thank Botox Cosmetic for bringing us together today and for the incredible work they're doing to elevate women entrepreneurs. Women are warriors. I believe that all women are warriors. I've made t-shirts that say it, bags that say it. And I think we can truly do anything. I want to thank you so much for listening to Climbing in Heels. Don't forget to rate a review wherever you get your podcasts. I love reading them. And while you're at it, follow me on @RachelZoe and @ClimbingInHeelsPod on Instagram for more updates on upcoming guest episodes and all things Kira Tour. All right, you guys, this was super fun. Happy International Women's Day. I'm so honored. Women's Day. Krishan and Tiffany, I love you guys, and I'm so excited to see what's coming for you guys, and I can't wait to drink your wine. I'm going to hang a pair of your pants on my wall and just look at them and hope I'm going to grow into them and be that tall, you know? And seriously, I'm very excited to watch what you do, and it's an honor to meet both of you, honestly.
Thanks for having us.
You can also learn more about this year's Botox Cosmetic grant recipients who will be announced in May by following Botox Cosmetic on Instagram and YouTube. Talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300. What do you do for yourself? Like, seriously, you probably do so much for so many people every day. But what have you done for you lately? Well, I know something you could do for you. Did you know Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum toxin A, is a prescription treatment and is FDA approved to temporarily improve the look of moderate to severe forehead lines, frown lines, and crow's feet in adults? The results are subtle. With Botox Cosmetic, you can begin to see results in 24 to 48 hours with full results in 30 days. But ready for this? The treatment only takes about 15 minutes. That's a lunch break, people. So what's holding you back? Ask your doctor about Botox Cosmetic. Effects of Botox Cosmetic may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness may be a sign of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Don't receive Botox Cosmetic if you have a skin infection. Side effects may include allergic reactions, injection site pain, headache, eyebrow and eyelid drooping, and eyelid swelling. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Tell your doctor about medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis, or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects. Talk to your doctor or call 877-351-0300. See for yourself at BotoxCosmetic.com.